In 1968, the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, had a problem. The city's school system needed a new school building and teachers, but did not have the money to pay for this multi-million dollar project. City officials solved the problem in a unique way. They decided to use the many scientific and cultural institutions in the city as the classrooms. Experts who worked in the various institutions would be the teachers. About 100 institutions in Philadelphia, public, private, and commercial, helped the program. The experiment in institutions in education, known as the Parkway Program, began in February 1969. John Bremer, an Englishman and an innovator in the field of education, planned the program and became its director. The program has grown in size from 142 to 500 high school students, and is so popular that thousands of applicants are denied places each year. The program gives a freedom to high school education never known before. Besides basic courses required for a diploma, languages, history, science, students may choose from more than 100 other courses. Any subject will be offered if an instructor can be found. Every group of 15 boys and girls belongs to a tutorial group, led by a teacher and one assistant. Students in the program say that school is no longer a place, but an interesting activity.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 29. What kind of people would be qualified to teach in the Parkway program? Question 30. What are the basic courses required for a diploma? Question 31. Which of the following can be inferred from this passage?